In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael and All Angels Day, 1856, was a day of great celebration, of carefully planned ceremonial and wonderful music, rare indeed in the Church of England at that time. On that autumn morning, which began rather cold and dull but was later bathed in sunshine, the town of Tenbury was crowded with carriages conveying several hundred gentry and about 200 clergy to the new church. The Bishop of Hereford officiated at the magnificent service of consecration, and the choir, 14 trebles, 4 altos, 12 tenors, and 14 basses, contained several well-known church musicians: Barnaby, Monk, Helmore and Havergal, and Sir Frederick Ouseley himself, founder of St. Michael's. The organist was Dr. Elvey of St. George's Chapel, Windsor, and one of the young soloists was a certain Arthur Sullivan. The collection raised £104.06, an amazing sum at that time. It was indeed a triumphant day, and it proved, as if proof were needed, that music in worship can be, and for very many is, an immensely powerful vehicle. It brings to the liturgy an added dimension. Ouseley's vision, 150 years ago, was to build both a college and church, largely out of his own inheritance, in which the very best standards in worship and music and liturgy would be taught. He'd been inspired to do so after touring the continent and hearing the great German choirs. Thus, St. Michael's became a great musical centre at the time of the Catholic revival in the Church of England. And those very high standards that Ouseley achieved can still be witnessed in the cathedrals and collegiate foundations of our land. Sadly, though, the vision here came to an end when, in July 1985, due to increasing financial burdens, the governors of St. Michael's, supported by the fellows, felt they were left with no alternative than to close the college. St. Michael's College, Tenbury Wells, and Tewkesbury Abbey, Schola Cantorum, who are singing Evensong today, share a number of areas in common. The Abbey School, Tewkesbury, which was founded through the inspiration and drive of Miles Amherst in 1973, arose from the desire to be able to provide not only a choir school with a choral and instrumental training, but also to bring weekday choral evensong to the architectural splendour of Tewkesbury Abbey. The school took over available accommodation in Tewkesbury, and with the support of each succeeding vicar, found their worshipping base in the Abbey. Since its foundation, it too has made a wonderful contribution to the Anglican choral tradition. But again, only 2 months ago, the school was forced to close. Fortunately, it now has a continuing life at Dean Close Preparatory School in Cheltenham, from where it will still provide regular weekday choral evensong in Tewkesbury Abbey. Thus, these two non-cathedral choir schools found the financial pressures of running small establishments determine their respective closures. But there can be little doubt that the musical skills taught and learnt at both foundations will continue to play their part in the wider world for many years to come through the ongoing influences of former pupils and staff. It's fitting, then, that at this Michaelmastide, we remember the enormous value our Lord himself placed on the example of children. In the Gospel passage for St. Michael and All Angels, read at the last service here in this church before the college closed, Jesus said, "Unless you turn round and become little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Hundreds of choristers have passed through this establishment, offering their talents in the teamwork and professionalism of a choir singing daily services to the glory of God. May all of us offer ourselves in humility and service to the great God who calls us to share in his glory. And may our worship of him be filled with praise as we look forward to the coming of his kingdom. Amen.